Hey, mic check, mic check.
We are here.
We are here. What's up? It's Thursday. It's late. So, life be life and we got stuff to do, but we had to jump on
We
before the
have to.
big Friday celebration because
Yes,
the future is
100%.
female. That's all I gotta say. These ladies in the tournament are killing it, even those that aren't there anymore. We're definitely gonna talk about March Madness. Mainly for the women. I mean, come on, it's really the only entertaining part. We're going to talk about the WNBA draftees that have already been announced. And shout out to Jiggy with the Aces. They sent an email out to media about just the list of draftees. When I tell you I had to scroll through, where are these women going to go? There's like 40, 50, 60 of them on this list. It was amazing. There's so many on there. It's crazy. So we're talking about the draftees. We'll talk about the big NHL brawl that took place last night. And we definitely need to discuss this MLB jersey situation because not there's another item that has popped up in regards to how people are not feeling the Fanatic Nike combo. And then I don't know if this is kind of like an issue that I'm having with the Dodgers right now. Ohtani's first home run ball and how they treated the person who won it, who was a woman, the person who caught it, how they treated her. And I feel
Well, I
bad for
traded it
her.
for a bat.
Girl, we'll talk about it, but that's Listen, a ball that could be worth $100,000 and you're getting offered a couple signed things, like, come on, I can't even meet him. I can't even get like free tickets to the game next.
Well, you're definitely not gonna be able to meet him because of all this
Well,
stuff. Can't even talk to the guy.
I know. Well, and then we got a lot of Vegas news. We got a lot of Vegas news. We got the Vegas Aces we got to talk about. We've got Team USA we need to talk about because it's, I'm going to call it the Team US Aces because
Yeah,
we
right.
got four ladies up in there. We've got a couple Jugadores and some more. So tap in with us. If you're watching now, share it. It's free to share. Subscribe to our YouTube at Girl Chat Sports. Follow us on all social media at Girl Chat Sports. But yeah, let's just get into it. Well, and first, before we start with sports, we have to mention that the Tropicana did officially close here in Las
Yes, it
Vegas.
did.
I'm sure for you being born and raised, you've seen many a hotels come and go. I've seen a handful myself be gone, and now the Tropicana is there. And so now, of course, everybody is sharing the Spirit of Halloween picture
Yes, it's
because
gonna be a Spirit Halloween. It's gonna be a Vegas Spirit Halloween
everything
tour.
big that closes ends up being a Spirit of
Spirit
Halloween.
Halloween, right?
But we're gonna also update you later too, as well, into regards of the not the Oakland A's, not the Las Vegas A's, but just the A's or the Athletics is what they'll be
Right.
known after this season. So definitely get into that. Hey, women's March Madness, Iowa LSU game on Monday, 12.3 million viewers. It is more than every women's college basketball game ever. More than every ESPN college basketball game ever, more than every MLB game last season, more than every NHL game last season, more than every MLS game last season, more than every NBA game last season except one, and more than every CFB regular season game last season except one.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah, numbers matter.
Numbers.
I love it.
We saw a great game. We saw great games on Monday too.
Yeah,
We
we did.
saw, of course, Iowa and LSU go at it. Iowa came on top, but LSU was there. They tried to hang on, lost in last few minutes. I mean, Angel Reese had a great game. Flauge, she is phenomenal. I mean, LSU has a great team. Unfortunately for them, they didn't get in there. We saw UConn beat USC as well.
And that's okay because Juju Watkins is a future for USC. I think they'll be
She's the
back again.
future. I mean, for sure. They're
Yeah,
definitely going to be
we're
back.
not gonna say that she didn't have a terrible game because she had a stellar game, and it's almost like a watch, a warn. You've been
She still
warned.
had a good game. It's just, you were
It's not
going against
enough, but the thing
UConn,
is,
though,
yeah, I mean, but for her to be her
It's
freshman year and put up numbers like that, just watch her. She's gonna be incredible.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She also, I feel bad. So, we saw Haley couldn't really HVL couldn't keep up with Caitlin guarding her. People kept saying why, but I don't know if anyone else watched the entire game. Haley wasn't the only one guarding Caitlin. Flauget was on her a little bit. They had somebody else on her throughout the game. Granted, it was mostly HVL, but yeah, she couldn't do it. Well, she's entering the transfer portal. Yeah. Unfortunately for her, she really should have stayed at Louisville. Could you imagine, because Louisville was part of the March Madness, if she would have stayed that team, maybe they would have excelled more and gotten to the Sweet 16 themselves. Yeah. So you never know. Never know. It's true.
But best wishes to her. Good luck. I mean, without Angel Reese there, you still have Flauget, but you just don't know where the future holds.
Well, and I mean, it's the transfer. We're living in the transfer portal era, so there could be anybody. I mean, you may see, I know Peely entered the draft, but what's the other girl, the girl from, I don't know. Who did Stanford play? Because they had that girl that was incredible, and they knocked him out. I forgot who it was.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of her name. But,
she could easily enter the transfer portal. But when they go to the transfer
portal, this is where they get watched. This is where they get noticed. This is where they possibly get NIL deals. It's basically where they can get recognition and get recognized. So, like I said, good luck to her on this and see where it takes her. Because you never know, you know?
You never know. She'll go to a school where she might
be able to stand out a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up to Natalie in the chat? Hey, what's up?
Nice, Nat. Hey, girl.
What's up to Goose? Donnell, let the ball bounce. Yeah, Caitlin was cooking no matter who was in front. Yeah.
And she's quick with it. And she shot.
That's the thing. You can't stop her. You're not going to stop her. She's taking winners from half court.
This was more of a home game for them anyway. The Iowa fans showed the heck out. I didn't see too much purple and gold in the stands. A few that I saw were never happy through this whole game. It doesn't matter if you're in Albany. Doesn't matter if you're anywhere. This girl's gonna shoot any of it. Out. She shot for the logo. Like when I saw that, I was like, "Listen, game over."
She hit 9 threes, 41 points.
41 points. Was like, boop. But the thing of it is can they get past the Gamecocks? Because that's my
that's what's not gonna happen. They're gonna get past UConn. I feel they're playing UConn. They got Paige Bucks, who I believe is incredible. I feel like had she not been injured all last year, she could be in that same category with all, you know, with her and Angel. Oh, I'm not saying she's not in the category.
She still is.
She is, but I'm saying without that year, like, I mean, she could have been easily going to the draft as well, too, and deciding what she wants to do. I feel like she'll end up staying another year just because she hasn't played. You know, she got injured. She didn't play the last year, so she'll probably end up staying. But
probably smart that she does because, like you said, with the draft list, where are they going to find, you know what I mean? Stay. Where is there going to be room?
Where is there going to be room is right.
And not for it's nothing, be... I mean, South Carolina got a girl named Cardozo over there that just ain't going to let up. And so I've been picking South Carolina through this whole bracket filling thing. I did pick the matchup between South Carolina and Iowa, but I have South Carolina favored in this. And the funny thing is, Iowa's favored to win the championship. So I'm going to place my bet on South Carolina because the underdogs.
It's wild. What's up to Alan Snell? Hey, how are you, man? We'd be seeing him bike all around, so good to see him here. There was a lot of superstars beyond Monday. Friday will be no different. Game start at 4 o'clock Pacific time here. We got the first game, and then I think the second one's at 6. So
yeah, South Carolina is definitely running through things. Be wild. And you gotta not to mention the bench itself. Like Dawn Staley is one heck of a coach. She did get named coach of the year. So congratulations to her on that. But there's a reason why. If you look at all her players and look at their stats and what points they average compared to Iowa's team barely hit, none of them can hit double digits.
They got a whole squad and a whole bench. That's how she was able to do back-to-back tournaments.
like come on. And whoever's cooking, she's going to keep them out there. It's like
Alabama. It's like the Alabama football team.
Keep the rolling going. Keep the
no matter what you got out there, there's a whole new squad ready to follow them up when they leave.
Absolutely. She's good.
And she built that. She built that.
Plus, not to mention the height differentiation between the Iowa team versus South Carolina. She got a lot of six footer and above on that team. A lot of them. Yeah, it's going to be a good matchup. I want to see that championship game. I do. I really do. So I think it's going to advance. And yeah, Iowa's going to beat UConn and it's going to go to South Carolina. And South Carolina got this, in my opinion.
I think so too. I was trying to look at my bracket that I still have sitting here at my little podcast station, and I was looking to see what I got that's still in there. And I think I'm good. I think the only thing I didn't expect was North Carolina or NC State. So we got to talk about NC State because
actually, I had NC State. I had
you
NC
did
State a little further, yeah, because I thought it was going to be a good rivalry matchup to see. That's why I picked it.
The men and women, have both that made I did it. Not see. But which is crazy. Win. Look at how their odds jumped for March Madness. Men went from plus 16,000 to plus 1,600. Women went from plus 6,000 to plus 1,600. So that's just incredible. I mean, I think it's like the first time, and I can't even know how long that it's been where you've seen NC State off, women and men.
Place that yeah. bet on the men's one.
My thing is here too. I don't feel like NC State, I think they're great. I think they're good. They've had some great wins against some tough teams, but if whoever made these brackets would have swapped a couple teams from the Albany to the Portland rounds, like the fact that you had Iowa, LSU, all these teams were in Albany, it made it so heavy that one of those teams could have easily made it out into the Final Four, Elite Eight, if they came out of the Albany.
Absolutely. I mean, I think Albany. I had a C kind of going a little further on the other side. But
you had who?
USC.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, UConn is who they are, so.
Yeah.
But I was thinking Juju freshman year. I just wanted a story. Like, I just was mostly picking out of stories. And so the story on the other side of that was North Carolina State plays South Carolina State. I wanted to see that. So I got my wish.
Okay. Okay. You got your wish. It's going to be a battle of the Carolinas. It's going to be – it's intense. So we've already got the showdown. You're going to see Paige versus Caitlin. And then you've got the game caught, you know, your North Carolina, your South Carolina – the ticket prices, women's final four prices. Okay, so let's be clear. We all know the men's game is played in a stadium, so it's a lot more seating available. But the women's game, let's just look at just the women's numbers. This is just their numbers and how it's jumped from last year to this year, from $90 to $692.
Well, I saw tickets now. Alert came on my phone for $1,700 for this game now. On the resale, $1,700.
They're trying to make that money. How can you not? We got to listen. I want to say this to Alan too, because Alan gave me the comment that, you know, he talked about. Remember when this was just like the 4-year anniversary of us biking the strip when it was closed down.
Right.
Of course, our guy Alan Snow with the bicycle. It was 4 years ago last month when the strip closed down and we were able to do with it as we please with nobody and no one interruption. So that was a good memory that popped up in one of my feeds the other day.
Yeah.
So, what's up, Arlington? Thanks for joining as well as Jonathan Watson. We appreciate you. Yeah. His Iowa and UConn's going to be great to watch.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be an amazing Friday. I'm excited for it. The championship's going to be on Sunday. So listen, it's the end of March Madness, but it's here and it's coming. Of course, and then we got to get, you know, Megan Rapinoe showed love. Yeah. She was like, we are all better because of you guys. You deserve this moment deeply. And I think there's been so many people. We've seen Shaq talk about it. We've seen amazing women talk about it. We've got to give respect. This is a girl power I have for later. But we got to give it up for these three women who have a dominated coverage of the tournament. Like, they really have done wonderful. I don't know. How have you been watching it, Mo?
Oh,
do you
have any? Of course.
Yeah. It's been good. It's been real good. So the men's side, I mean,
NIT was on, get tournament was on tonight. I was like, do I want to watch
it? I changed it. I changed it. I was like, I'm not watching it.
I'm at work.
I would actually choose the NBA over the NIT, but yeah. Nah, so
I'm going to watch it tomorrow. I'm watching the big game tomorrow.
So we got NC State. Of course, that was the big underdog that beat Duke. They're going to face Purdue. Bama plays UConn. Both of their games are on Saturday. Duke's Eddie had got like 40 points and like 16 rebounds over the win over Tennessee. It was just wild. So there'll be some good games there, but nothing I'm like need to run to the casino and get into like a Final Four watch party for. Like, I don't.
There wasn't even good picks on the ticket. I tried to play a four teamer with yesterday's games with the girls, and And even I had the Dodgers on there, and it was only going to pay $100. So it was like, yeah, it wasn't even worth the bet. So even when I put USC on the ticket against UConn, knowing that they probably would lose, it still didn't pay out much. So
it still wasn't paying.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. It's wild. Let's see. I don't know. NC State. Arlington said NC State. I'm not sure what that. NC State, men or women?
Like on that one. I didn't look for these for tomorrow's games. I didn't even entertain it, but I'll look.
Yeah, NC State, men and women are both in the tournament. Yeah, I know. Both made the Final Four. Yeah.
Very wild. That's right. We were just talking about that.
Alan has a good question. Assuming South Carolina and Iowa for the national final, will 12.3 million viewers record be broken?
I think so.
Absolutely, because it's also on Sunday. This was happening on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific time. People might have still been at work watching, trying to get home to watch. This is going to be a Sunday evening show.
Yeah, people will be home. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think also this Monday, people had like their Easter hangover. So I think
some kids were spring breaking in and all that. But,
yeah, there were still kids out of school. So maybe that was a factor. I don't know. I think
that's going to be the watch game. Are there NBA games on that Sunday too? They're probably going to be early for this.
I'm not sure. I haven't checked. Go check
that. I'm checking
now. Yeah. All right. So we've talked about the Major League Baseball's uniforms before. The Nike, the Fanatic combo that almost everybody that plays in the MLB as well as fans hated because they're thinner, they don't look as great, the numbering, the lettering, they were see-through for the white ones. Well, now there's a new issue.
Yeah,
there's a new issue, and it's the sweat. It's only April, folks, so we're not even into hot summer yet or humidity in some of these ballparks. It's only April, and these guys are already drenched in sweat, and it's showing, especially in the gray jerseys, like for New York, for the Yankees and other things. But, Mel, you brought up a good point, and I'm sure when I play this, YouTube may chop it for having some kind of copyright infringement, but we're going to show it anyway. This is what it's like.
What are you sweating for? It's hot in this uniform. Hot? What is this?
What is what?
This uniform, what's it made from?
I don't know, cotton?
No. This is not cotton. Yeah. Let me see.
What are you doing?
I want to see the logo.
You let me stand here, stop.
Push. Polyester. No. I can't believe you're not playing in cotton.
Right.
So perfect. That was it. That was really
Shout out to George Costanza trying to come with me. He was working for being the assistant to the traveling secretary for the Yankees. Thought he had, because he's dating the daughter.
Thought he had some pull.
Thought he had some pull to kind of influence the players.
So it's crazy because, you know, what happened? Like, here's the deal. We all know New York gets hot in the summertime, amongst other places. So the MLB said they're trying to figure something out. They're trying to figure out what they can do differently. I don't know if that means changing the uniforms, adjusting something, but it's not a good look. And the players weren't too thrilled that they just looked like they took showers on the field.
I don't know if they could do a poly cotton blend or I don't know. It's got to be something.
I don't know.
It's humid in New York with their heat.
What's up, Heather? Thanks for tuning in. Girl? Hey, Alicia. Yeah.
I don't know.
Natalie said that episode of Seinfeld.
was hilarious. It was the best.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good. So we'll keep you posted when we know more about the MLB jersey debacle. We also got to get into, and I got a short video too, but did you all see this? And again, it's one of Natalie's New York teams.
New York. Boy, they were.
It's like they said, hey, let the puck drop and then it's on. Yeah. All five players on both teams had gloves off and went at it. This is only 2 seconds into the game. 8 players were ejected. It's something that I really haven't seen in my time watching hockey, but I would have loved to see it in person.
Here's two. There it is right there. They went first, but we're all looking on my near side, which was Rempe, the main belt. And then McDermott. And then Marino goes Miller, and Miller, boy, he's a strong one, boy. He got the best of Marino on the right side, but everybody's looking at this one right here.
I need to know what prompted it. Is it the rival of the Jersey Devils and New Yorkers? Like,
I feel like I saw another post where there was a guy that I can't remember which player it was, but he has fought them every time for 3 straight games. But the fact that I've never gone to a game or seen one where everybody throws down and just, I mean, that's.
I want to see it where the fans start fighting the Devils fans. Like, I want to see a carryover where they're fighting on the ice and people are fighting in the stands. Like, I want to
they
see.
They're shutting the whole studio down. They're taking the whole arena offline. Like, nope, nope, nope. This is not what we're about to do.
Right.
Natalie said, you know, New York's about that life. He said, on site.
Yeah.
That puck was. Drops is on. Yeah. My thing is, you know, we see how the disparity in size happens a lot in hockey because some guy might be 6'5 and one other one's like 5'10. What happens if you, the odd man out, and you get the one that's.
I mean,
completely...
height don't matter if you can throw in bows.
I mean, true. But the, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, you man, like your fighting really technique is great to be on skates with pads. And I don't know. That's wild. Yeah. Sheesh. So, yeah, that was a bit crazy. We got to talk about Rasheen Rice for the Chiefs, our Hugadora for the week. Originally, up until today, we didn't know if Rasheen was driving the Lamborghini that he rents for $1,750 a day. He leases this vehicle for $1,700. That's a whole rent payment for somebody.
Yeah, it's a Urus, by the way. And I went to that website and saw how much they charge on renting all kinds of different vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And did see that $1,750 price. It was just like, why, yo? Why? Dang,
why are you
they
wasting
that same amount
money?
On G-Wagons. If you rent a G-Wagon, it's like $1,200 or something a day.
Why aren't you just buying it? So he leased it. Him and his buddy were racing on the freeway.
With a Corvette Stingray. So there was a Corvette Stingray that he owns. Enter Henry Ruggs into the chat of not being young and handling a Stingray. Not responsible.
Oh my God.
And then a Lamborghini Urus, because the Urus is, again, another sports car, just higher up, elevation.
Well, lucky for them, nobody was seriously injured. There was no deaths, fatalities.
Yeah, but it caused a whole pileup.
And they did. They caused a whole pileup. I think there was like 4 or 6 other cars involved. So we never know exactly what's happening. All we can tell you is that as of today, his attorney did confirm that he was the one driving, but there hasn't been any further update as to, you know, why. Because the issue is that everybody in those cars fled the scene. Once they crashed, there was video of them all leaving the scene, not checking to see if other people were okay, not checking to see if their cars in the accident were doing okay. They all just fled.
The fact that he got a Texas senator that's representing him as his counsel is
a senator, really?
Yeah, Royce West Jr., which I know his son went to Southern, so I know those guys. But
really,
the fact that you're repping, you're a lawyer and one of the Texas state senators, repping him in your statement saying, you know, please do not, you know, castigate him and make this thing about who he is. Don't let it take away from he's made who he is as a person. He made a bad, big mistake.
Right. He's young, makes mistakes.
He's young and all this other stuff. 23 years old. Yes. You don't deserve a car. That's why it's so funny working in this industry and seeing people that want Ferraris. They want Huracan, right. Lambos. Right. They want SVJs. And they're young. It's a huge responsibility to have a car like that. First of all, you have to be a really experienced driver for one. For two, the maximum speed of those types of vehicles and you not being able to handle them is one of those things that results in something like this. You are too young and immature for a car like that. Like, you can't think you could go top speed in a Lamborghini and not be able to handle any dips in the road or anything and have control over your wheel. Just can't do it.
I mean, here's the deal. Being young and immature and, you know, not thinking, that's one thing. Maybe getting a speeding ticket, racing down the street. But when you're on a freeway racing your buddy, and I just feel like there's a certain...
But that's what I'm saying. They're treating it like it's a racetrack. The freeway is the ultimate time that people push exotic vehicles. They never do it too much on the streets as much as they do the freeway.
So wow. But usually it's not when there's a bunch of
because there's no lights. But you have to be able to handle a vehicle like that. I agree, Alicia. Immature or rich. If that, have some coin, but immature is the key word. You're too young for a vehicle like that. Don't get out there thinking that you can run this car or any car for that matter, even a Stingray. That's even another thing that's very risky and dangerous.
Well, and the fact that you're leasing it for almost $2,000 a day, thinking maybe you're getting the cheaper route out of it, now you're going to probably be paying the full price for the car, because I'm sure it's not looking so pretty right now. I'm sure
they can't. $300,000 vehicle.
They can't handle those accidents. Like,
and then you got to settle with the people that have been injured. I mean, there's going to be like, he's losing a ton of money for a poor choice. Especially in Dallas, like their freeway system is crazy too. It's like Atlanta. How you gonna be trying to race anyway on that? You're not off a highway, like you're running on a freeway. Like,
I don't know.
That's like trying to run it here in Vegas. It's very hard to do. Sudden stops, cinder block. Like, you can't do it. Take that thing out to a track, man.
I mean, there's too much construction in Vegas for you to be able to do that in Vegas anyway. Yeah, it's wild.
Do not try to punch that thing. You know it's a fast car. Just test your limits another way. Test it.
You don't got to race your buddy. You could just test it when you're out driving when there's nobody else.
Especially when a buddy is driving a car that he normally doesn't drive. This is not a car you drive every day. This is not a car you got familiar with. What are you doing? You don't even know how to
drive. And if I own those kind of cars or leasing that kind of car, I'm not letting nobody drive this stuff.
That part too. First of all, I'm gonna be picking.
You don't know how to touch my car. I'm sorry. You barely touching my car now, let alone if I have a $300,000 car. Like, listen, absolutely.
I've been in a Urus, and just for going 50, it feels like a rocket. Like, I just don't want to test the limitations of how fast that car goes. But you definitely have to be smart and responsible and experienced driver to handle something like that. It's not
It's a whole lot. So we also we're going to get into some Las Vegas sports. Of course, we want to talk about the news that's broke this week about the Oakland / Las Vegas / just
like Sacramento
quote,
now.
Unquote. Yeah, the quote unquote, the A's. So the Athletics said, or the city of Oakland offered them a fair price, they thought, for leasing the Coliseum up until 2027, I believe, or 2028. And the A's decided not to. They'll be moving to Sacramento.
Because the Coliseum's raggedy. Why would they do that? The nerve.
It's absolutely raggedy. But the fact that they wanted to, you know, at least appease fans, who knows? So they're moving to Sacramento. They'll be playing at the minor league ballpark for the River Cats, the Sacramento River Cats. That's who play our Aviators.
Right.
They'll be moving there starting next season up until 2007 with the possibility of 2028 if the stadium here is not completed by then. So it's official. Tropicana closed. It will be torn down. The new A's baseball stadium will be there at some point. So think about
The next like 4 years, you just need to avoid Tropicana as a whole.
Avoid Tropicana, the strip Tropicana, avoid anything off Tropicana.
It's
going to be ridiculous. So when they asked about if they'd be the Sacramento A's, if it'd just be the Vegas A's, they said that it's just the A's, the Athletics. There won't be a city tied to them after this year until they move to Las Vegas. So the other interesting thing is, because they're going to take precedence, the MLB said they're going to try and work with the minor league team to kind of figure out the schedules to try and make it so it can both work there. Here's the thing. Why couldn't it both work here? We have a stadium here with a minor league team. Why didn't? But whatever. So Sacramento it is. And they're going to be going if for some reason there's a conflict, then the River Cats might have to go to the Coliseum to play, or to Frisco to play in their baseball stadium. So,
well, for one, the weather's going to be better in Sacramento than it is going to be Vegas.
I mean, obviously. So, well, the Aviators deal with it.
To have them in the Aviators thing, but
it's just wild.
These are million-dollar players.
It just adds to the woes of Oakland. They've lost the Warriors, the Raiders, the Athletics, all within a matter of 6 years. Of course, the Warriors just went across the water. But the Raiders have been here in Vegas since 2020. And then, of course, they'll be the A's here in 2028. So, hey, another professional team added to Las Vegas.
I love it. It's an American League team. I can root for them. They're not in my National League.
And my Mariners will be coming here. So I'm super excited. I get to catch the Mariners live, even though they're not doing well so far this season. But when are we ever at the beginning of the season? So
it's early. Yeah.
It's early. Our pitching still has issues. But we'll get to that. Vegas Golden Knights. Hey, look at Logan Thompson. He was named the second star of the week by NHL. He also had this adorable picture with Maverick, aka Mavi, who is growing like a little puppy weed. Thank you very much. adorable. Yeah, so I don't know if they played tonight, but I know as of yesterday, they won 5 out of their 6 last games. They won 3 straight. They're trying to make it back. They're trying to get into this Pacific Division playoff round. So I think it's the Canucks we beat, but they also the Canucks also had just secured their playoff berth. So we're trying to edge out Edmonton in the Pacific.
Yeah, they play tomorrow against the Coyotes.
Okay, good. So we're coming down to those last, you know, few weeks.
Yeah.
And same with the NBA. We're in that crunch time where it's time to go hard or go home.
Poor Big Julius time. Randle.
Big time. Also, next week is fan appreciation for the Vegas Golden Knights. So I don't know the exact dates. I don't know. Oh, okay. So Sunday, April 12th, it's the towel and trading cards. Sunday, April 4th. Oh, sorry. What's the 12th? Maybe that's Friday the 12th is the talent trading cards. Sunday the 14th is a gold out shirt, says from day one. Tuesday the 16th is a bobblehead against the Blackhawks. And then Thursday, you've got poker chips from Atomic Golf. They played.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're driving Yeah.
Yeah. I know Atomic Golf's getting out there. I got to go check that out.
Yeah, I know. I mean it too.
I know. Our aces. So let's get into a little. So if you haven't known, they're probably already gone by now, but the single tickets went on sale on Tuesday. We all know the season tickets got sold out. So it's all about the single tickets now. And then we also picked up Bria Bill for a training camp roster. She was a former Gamecocks guard. So happy to see that. They also announced their theme nights, which is pretty exciting. Now I've got to figure out what So opening night, which is the 14th, we host the Mercury. Of course, it's going to be the ring ceremony as well as the banner dropping down. On 6/11 is Pride Night. So June 11th is Pride Night. July 4th is Heroes of the House. Okay. July 7th is Alumni Weekend. August 21st is Cancer Awareness. September 19th is Fan Appreciation. And then there's a mystery bobblehead on August 18th. Another mystery bobblehead on September 3rd. We got two bobbleheads coming out. And the Aces championship flag in September. So all going to be great times to get to games.
Theme and giveaway nights are going to be dope. Yeah.
They're going to be really good. And I don't know if you know, we've talked about, I'm still trying to get, you know, right now is just really busy for the sports bra there in Portland. They had a huge, because, you know, Portland was a host for the Sweet 16 as well as the tournament brackets. So the women's sports bar there, they, in conjunction with Together, they hosted these NCAA watch parties with some local favorites that we know. So, of course, Sydney and TP hosted it, which was dope to watch on their lives. You had Diana Taurasi was there, NECA was there, Ella Deladon, and Aaliyah Boston all took place. So it was cool to see all these people that were there. Of course, the fans, they even went to a bigger place to watch games. So that was really dope. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And then, hey, our girl KP out on the Pat McAfee show. Okay. So here's my thing with his name. I'm getting it right now. I know, but here's my thing.
Like,
this is my thing with his name. So it's like the people that say McDonald's when it's McDonald's, because it's the MC, it's the same thing with him. He has the MC lowercase C big A. So it should be McAfee. However, it's McAfee. So that's like people that say McDonald's, which drives me crazy because it's not McDonald's, it's McDonald's. Same with his name. It should be McAfee, but it's McAfee. I get it now. So the Pat McAfee show, Kelsey Plum joined the show. She is live from Cleveland, which is where the USA team is training, as well as the Final Four is going down. Here's a little bit of that show.
For the WNBA, which runs through Indiana.
Yep.
With the Indiana Fever. Okay, I know we had a little bickering, and I know there were some other conversations with some other Las Vegas Aces, but how do you all feel about Caitlin Clark? Because I assume, especially you, because your record got broken and everything, there could be a sense of, like, hating of Caitlin Clark, or do we appreciate what's happening with Caitlin Clark and women's basketball as a whole through this entire thing, Kelsey?
Oh, brother, I have too much to be thankful in life to hate anybody. But I'm
love that.
I'm I'm hyped for her. I think it's great for the game. But I do want to back up, and I want you to tell America what you told me in Indianapolis.
What's that?
You and your boys.
What's that?
During NBA All-Star.
Truth.
What's that?
All the trash you were talking. I want you to say it live here for the people.
We're a little boozed up.
Sure.
We just got done from a pretty good dinner.
Yeah, it's 6-7 espresso martinis.
What do you want from us?
A piece.
And we learned just recently before that Caitlin Clark was now on our team.
Bingo.
Okay. Pistol Pete couldn't hold this lady down.
Nope.
But now she's on the Indiana Fever. So, you know, we run into you, a couple other Las Vegas Aces, and we had followed along with the back-to-back WNBA championship. And we might have just said, you know, quickly in the moment or two, like, hope you had your fun. Indiana Fever are now the next 10 champions.
So Pat and the boys are big Fever fans, obviously because of just their location, as well as Caitlin being their possible number one there. So she gave it to him. And she also talked about Caitlin and how, you know, shocked about her own struggles, being the top scorer in women's basketball entering and her rookie year struggling, and was struggling, like she mentions, for 4 or 5 years, because she also was having, you know, her own mental health stuff that she was dealing with, having to go from a college game to a woman's game, she described it, and having to learn the different techniques and change her game up some. So will that be needed for Caitlin? I guess we'll see. I feel like it's going to be a change for most of the ladies when they're coming into the WNBA, but it'll be enjoyable to watch.
I think Sabrina was the only one that was able to transition pretty good and just kind of carry on her same mentality.
Well, I think it's because she was already leading a team and she came to a Liberty team where she had to jump in and lead, because the Liberty at that point didn't have the Jonquil, and they didn't have the Breonna Stewart, and they didn't have, you know.
But it's still, people could own you and have some humility to that.
Oh, and I think she had some bad games too, you know.
And she did, but I also think a lot of that had to do with Mamba kind of giving her a lot of insight on how.
Well, when you've got the Mamba mentality, and you know, like one thing that Kelsey mentioned is that if you have a strong head and you're focused and you're able to take, because you're going to take a loss, you're going to take, going to get hit and take a loss. So as long as you can come up from that, you're going to be fine. But it's 100%. When that you take it and you start taking it personal and you start letting people's words affect you, that's when things kind of, you know, started.
But
it's great to see Kelsey. And that was like her second or third time on there. So it's always dope to see her there. It's, you know, it's always
And
nice
again,
to
shout
see.
Out to him, even highlighting a lot of the women's sports. And
absolutely. And they're first to say that they're still learning about it too. Like they're still, because even when he was talking about Chelsea and Jackie, he was talking about how, how Chelsea went to North Dakota or Notre Dame. And she was like, no, that's Jackie. And so they had a little back and forth thing, but it was good. The Aces at training camp. Like I said before, it's going to be the U.S. Aces for me, because you got four ladies on the team. Of course, Asia, Chelsea, Kelsey, and Jackie, all there for the team. And you've got the full training camp roster. Kelsey made it clear that the final roster would not be announced until probably the end of May. But currently there, minus Caitlin, of course, because she's still playing, as Sabrina, Brittany, Brianna, Asia, Kelsey, Jackie, Chelsea, Diana, Ariel, Shakira, Aaliyah, Ryan Howard, and Jewel Lloyd. Brittany Griner just also signed her another 1-year deal with the Mercury, so she'll be staying with the Phoenix team. That'd be dope. We got to get up to, though, for Angel and her iconic way of announcing her entry into the draft. A full-on Vogue, a Vogue editorial shot, which I think is sick. Like, I don't know. Like, how many people do you know have announced their NBA or any kind of draft through a major publication? No?
Especially one that's dedicated to fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And it piques the interest of women into fashion and other people that are into fashion. I think it was a great, great look for her to do that.
Absolutely.
And a shock, because I didn't see it coming. I mean, I knew she was going to enter eventually. I just didn't know that this was going to be, especially with the NIL money she's gotten, the million she's been making. Like, it's very impressive.
But like she said, she's done what she came there for. She got her degree. She got a championship. I mean, what more can you expect or want from college?
All the boxes
at this
are checked. Yeah. Why not?
So that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. What else did I have to say? I don't think that was the Aviators had their opening weekend last weekend. One game got canceled or delayed for weather. Hey, listen, the Raiders had Michael Penix Jr. here today. Listen, if he's not going to be a Seahawk, I don't mind him being a Raider. Like, I could
root for that
guy here in town.
What did I tell you?
They do host Bo Nix tomorrow, supposedly, too. And I'm sure they're, you know, Raiders still have their eye on Jalen McDaniels. So shout out to Natalie, who always stuffs our group messages full of
data. We know Caleb Williams. We know he's going to go, you know, first.
Yeah, him and his pink nails and everything else.
Yeah, we know he's going to go. yeah. But, you know. I mean, the thing of it.
But hey, I'd be loving to wear some Husky hats to Legion Stadium for a game. You know what I mean? Like, show support to the dog if he's there. So,
what did I tell you who we were going at? I told you that a long time ago. And I had no inside information. It just made sense. But Michael Penix also is one of those quarterbacks that we have to develop as well.
Well, after his pro day, he jumped, I believe, in some of those draft. The picking thingies or whatever. I forgot the technical name, but yeah, I feel like his stock value jumped after pro day. Like, he really showed out. So I'm excited for that for him.
Yeah.
So the NBA, we're getting close here too.
Oh, yeah.
We're running into pretty soon. It's going to be, what is it called again?
Play-in tournament. We're going into play-in tournament. We're going to have to be. Yeah, we're going to have to be playing some of these juggernaut of teams just to get into the playoffs. Yeah.
Right. And your Lakers,
ranking, which is crazy.
Your Lakers, you know, LeBron out there getting 40-point games. I mean,
I'm more so worried about Sunday's game, too, because not only do we have NCAA Women's Championship, but we have the Lakers playing Minnesota Timberwolves, who are who are no joke. That is the ultimate game. I'm very curious to see how we fare with them. I saw that Austin Rivers was on a show and said that if we had to play in a play-in, which we will probably more likely play in a play-in, that the toughest team that we probably won't be able to beat is Denver Nuggets. I feel personally that it might be Minnesota Timberwolves after Sunday. We're just going to see how that fares. Because Anthony Edwards is a monster right now. And I'm just kind of like...
What can you do against Cat? Like, Ant-Man. Ant-Man is
staying in position. And I'm just like, what the heck can we do? What can we do? These young kids, and I don't know. But I don't count my Lakers out.
It's the young kids and the ability to wipe away a 20-point lead in a matter of, like, a minute.
Minutes, like, yeah. Like,
doesn't mean nothing these days. It means absolutely nothing. And it's like you have to watch a game up until it's, like, the last 30 seconds for it to really matter. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we're gonna see how that goes. That goes down at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. So that'll be.
We got Boston and the Nuggets that already clinched playoff spots.
Right.
I know.
Curious to see if the Nuggets can do a back to back, but I don't know if they can get past Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota Timberwolves are just, oh my god,
it's wild.
Just indescribable how beast they are.
So we'll keep in touch. We'll keep in tune with that. We'll see how that goes. Your Dodgers, though. I mean, we'll talk first.
The Giants, let's go pull out the brooms.
Well, you got Mookie too, hitting his 1500th home run.
Yeah,
five homers in seven games. Like,
yeah,
I need some bat. I mean, we need some bat.
That was the acquisition that we well deserved. I mean, we've got hitters now. You got him. You got Freddie Freeman. You got Ohtani. I mean, it's just kind of insane that there will be no excuses this season for us to not hit the big stage.
Absolutely. And we, on top of that, we got to talk about Ohtani's first home run. So he had his first home run as a Dodger.
And got showered with sunflower seeds, traditionally.
Yes. So a young lady, is like 28, Ambar Roman, caught the ball. Her and her husband were there. Of course, you know, they're just excited. Of course, they get swarmed by Dodgers security. And they get taken away by... wherever, you know, into the tunnels or whatnot, or into a room to figure out what they want. She goes into saying that after being led into the secluded area of the Dodger Stadium, Roman was separated from her husband. So they separated them both so that she couldn't get help or get some kind of negotiations with her husband. They separated her, left her by herself. A host of security officials who began to give her offers started with two signed hats. She said it was a little pressuring, especially because it was like, I need you to give me an answer right now. You got to make up your mind right now. It was a lot of pressure. Team officials told Roman that they would refuse to authenticate the baseball, all for not, all but forcing her to accept the offer. She basically left the stadium, her and her husband, with two signed hats, a signed bat, and a signed ball.
Is it a signed ball by Otani?
It doesn't say, but I would assume so. I don't know. The issue is, what someone told The Athletic is that this ball could easily be worth $15,000. He just sold a ball that hit foul for $15,000. This was his first Dodger home run.
Yeah, he deserved the ball back, first of all.
Absolutely. But I mean, the fact that
you... ball back, you know? But and you the thing of it is...
And you her husband and don't separated an them.
And you got seconds to make a decision. They're not going to authenticate the ball. But
why you could separate me from my husband, though? Like, that's not even... Why... Like, I feel like they were trying to take advantage of a woman in a situation that maybe was going to fold easy.
More likely they were, but they got the wrong woman, because if it was a woman who was a true baseball aficionado, she would have demanded her worth of what it is. But
well,
she
wasn't.
She probably was there with her guy. It was like, okay, this sounds.
But she said that they've been longtime Dodgers fans. They were just a little disappointed that they, you know, I mean, you know, I'm asking for at least like, give me season tickets for a year. I don't care where the seat is, or give me a playoff, give me playoff tickets to, you know, come back and enjoy the game.
And then you have all of that.
Well, yeah, I think there's the excitement and the adrenaline rush that factors in. I would think it was just like a little.
That's okay. She still got a sign. I mean,
Carice, thanks for joining us. She loves watching her Dodgers this
year. Yeah, I do too. That's my team, girl. I love my boys in blue. They're the team. Yeah, I don't know. She had to give the ball back. I mean,
Natalie said if it's signed by Otani's translator, she doesn't want it.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% correct. It better be. I mean, I'd have to meet Otani for a second, like you said, but he's got a new translator. You probably can't meet him. I mean,
even if I don't meet him, like, I need, like, give me something else. Give me tickets to come back. Give me a suite ticket for a game. Like, that's nothing that's not doable, easily doable.
Well, Dodger fans are known to sell their stuff. So if she's doing it and gets the money out of it, what did they say, $100,000 for the hat? She can keep the hat for a little bit and profit off of that, I guess. But we're known for selling our goods. Like, heck, when we had the collab night with the Dodgers and the Lakers, and they were giving away the Lakers t-shirts with your ticket,
they were all on sale.
They were selling them on eBay for crazy amounts. So these fans, you know, it really, yeah, it's good to have the memorabilia, but they'd rather get that coin too. So, I mean, I don't know.
I get it. We got to give some love to the Vegas boy, Bryce Harper, or Vegas man. I won't, you know, call him a boy. He got three home runs versus the Reds on Tuesday, with the third being a grand slam. These were his first hits of the season. He went 0 for 11. In his first few games. So it's his second career three home run game, but it's the first that's happened since like 1900 that came after being hitless for the entire season to start.
Yeah, he's going to go far.
Yeah, that's wild. We also, you know, we've talked about the Marlins and their all-you-can-eat ticket for like $52. Well, there was a guy that went and did a whole video. He tried everything on the all-you-can-eat menu to get the full $52 effect. He has a video. When I said the cheeseburger, the cheese wasn't even melted. I was just wondering how the rest of this was going to go. But hot dog, chili dog, nachos, chili nachos, cheeseburger, popcorn, peanuts, cookies, soda, and water. He did it all. The rule is you can only take 4 items per trip. There's no limit, but you have to only do 4 items per trip. And they close at the bottom of the 7th inning.
Wow.
So,
lot of food to be eating at a game. I can't even get through my Dodger dog sometimes. Like, that's crazy. Popcorn, Dodger dog. And then what else do I get? Like the tall can beers. Like, yeah.
His girl with him tapped out during it. But he took everything down. But then the funny thing is that they were showing, they actually caught a ball where they were sitting. He was like, this is a hot section. There was nobody else that had the seat. But like 2 balls that hit in their section while they were sitting there eating.
Wow.
So it was kind of crazy.
That's crazy too.
get a ball and all the food you want. So
was he able to have somebody hold the food while you try to go get the ball? Because you got
he had like his video set up like against, I don't know, on something, his camera or whatever, and then he would just kind of show one ball came right by them, the other one was like a handful of feeds over somebody else.
Yeah, I'm curious how that works when they do that.
Yeah, it's it'll be interesting. So
yeah.
WNBA draft.
Baseball right now. The season's going hot.
It's that time of the year. Julio Rodriguez, I'll give a shout out to him because he did get his first walk off of his career. So that, I mean, hearing T-Mobile Park erupt in like fandom for winning in the 10th inning the other night, I think it was Saturday maybe against the Red Sox, was just, it was amazing. So that's what baseball's all about. Hearing the roar of the fans.
Yeah,
we'll be talking more about the draft next week because the draft is April 15th, New York, sold out. We've got the long list of people. Of course, Utah's Alyssa Pelley joined in. South Carolina's Camila Cardoso has joined in. Yeah. The girl from Syracuse, I think it's like Fair, I think, because she's like the third number three scorer in women's basketball. She's in it. There's a whole list that just scrolls down of these women that are going to be competing for the very few positions that are there. Let's start with that, you know, and then these vets are really going to have to be competing too, because some of these youngsters may come up there and grab your seat. We'll see how that goes. Now we need to talk about the big news in the NFL, which we don't get a lot of right now, but the biggest deal that's happened in the last couple weeks. Did not see that. Listen, the Texans are out there making moves. This is wild. So Stephon Diggs get traded from the Bills. And it's like a very mediocre price tag. Like, he literally gets traded. The Bills get a second round 2025 pick. The Texans not only get him, but they'll get a sixth round 2024 pick and a fifth round 2025 pick. He also paid $100,000 to one of the teammates. I forgot the guy's name for the number one, because he's going to be wearing number one this year. They also got Joe Mixon.
I'm surprised by this move because Stephon Diggs was on X a lot complaining about not getting any looks, not getting catching any balls.
He's been unhappy.
He wasn't happy. So the fact that he decided to go down south, though, was very interesting.
Or the fact that Josh Allen, look at what he's lost this whole year. They said that he has nobody in his wide receiver room right now. There was a whole tweet about who's in there, and they were showing like all these random pictures of different fictional and non-fictional players in life.
That is so bad. But the thing of it is whatever they get, they'll get in the draft, hopefully, and he's got to just make it happen.
And Natalie's boo, Tom, called it. You know, they were out playing golf. He told Rodgers Devontae left him. He told Patrick that Tyreek left him. And he was like, don't worry, Josh. Someone's going to leave you too. And
that
was
back in 2022 he said that.
You know, the Tom Brady, the GOAT, the know-all, be-all,
but no one
right?
leaves him. No one leaves him.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Honestly, yeah, hey, we already did talk about HBL entering the transfer portal. Thank
yes,
you.
We did.
Yes. Thank you very much. De'Asia Fair. I forgot her first name, but thank you. Yeah. We talked about HBL. I personally think she should have just stayed at Louisville. She probably could have done more for that team this year and got them farther in the dance than where they got out.
Yeah.
But you live and you learn, and it's just going to be interesting to see. Hopefully she finds a team where she can, you know, have that great last season that maybe she wants. So what's up, Ms. Ballandy? She said the Texans offense will be nice. Listen,
yeah,
Texans
season, offense.
And
yeah, is he going to sign an extension, or is Dallas going to
He might if he likes it down there. Play. If he likes it down there.
I mean, is Dallas going to try and poach him and the two brothers play on the team?
Listen, Dallas right now is trying to poach the Kansas City Chiefs to move to Dallas. They're trying to get two NFL teams there right now. Dallas has enough things they got to worry about. The Cowboys got to worry about the Chiefs trying to come in and have a second team in Dallas. I don't think the Chiefs fans would admire that much, but
no, they wouldn't. And I wouldn't.
The Texas mayor, I think, or governor says that Dallas is big enough for two football teams, and because Arrowhead did not okay, or the city of Kansas City didn't okay the improvements and the upgrades they made to Arrowhead, that they should move out to Dallas.
Wow. Really?
which is wild. It's just, it's wild to think about. I don't know. hey, listen, there's right now the NCAA, I believe it's just March Madness period, but on their YouTube, they have the series called Rooted. And it's just interesting to watch. It's like 18 minutes for each series. The last one, this third number, part three, had our UNLV's own Desiree on it. And she kind of took the show around with her to show like where she grew up playing basketball, what middle school she went to, how it's been at UNLV, getting no offers out of high school and staying true to the roots at UNLV. So it's dope. They went to South Carolina after that. So it's kind of like showing like the people that are born and raised and where they're from and, you know, the game they'd be putting on. So
yeah, that's really cool.
It is really cool. And then of course you mentioned earlier, Dawn winning the Women's Coach of the Year. So that's dope for her. She also had a pretty fire photo shoot for March Madness. Those are just a couple of pictures
all
in left, but she had
fire from all the teams, to be quite honest.
Yes.
For coach's shot, I did like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what those pictures look like tomorrow for sure. That's going to be a good look. Okay, yeah. Let me see. And Miss Ballin said, yeah, Desiree is also named All-American Honorable Mention.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty fire too.
And they had their banquet over the weekend too. I know our friends over at Nevada Now, Jerry and Sue, were both there and got to hang out and celebrate the women. So that's really, really, really a good thing. I love that. And then also Girl Power, listen, Lindsay Harding, former WNBA player. She had her jersey retired at Duke. She had helped coach in different NBA teams, but she's been the head coach for the G League Stockton Kings. She led the Kings to a league best 24-10 this regular season. They are in the playoffs, Western Conference top seed, so they have a bye. She became the first woman to be named Coach of the Year in the NBA G League.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Huge. That's big time girl power. Hey, yeah, that's how we do it here. Oh, before we leave though, this is another, I mean, I didn't want to get too much. We got to get into a little bit. So, you know, of course there's a lot of discussion about Angel Reese and her, her platform and what she hasn't had, you know, her getting emotional on stage. But I wanted to showcase what Joy Taylor said during Fox Sports One's show they have, because she really puts it into perspective as well, because this is something that women and men should be able to do. And let's just listen. Let me hear. Oh, let me play it. Is it playing?
No, it's not.
Hmm.
But I also like what Taylor Rooks had to say as well. What Taylor did in response to Emmanuel Acho's his opinion and his take on the whole situation.
Yeah, because he had a very interesting take, which I was surprised to hear.
He always has interesting takes. I really don't pay this guy too much mind personally, because a lot of stuff he's not related to,
right?
And so he's on a whole different planet, if you will, on takes of things that he says. But I'm sure Joy said quite a
and she did, and I just wish
but Taylor Brooks, if you guys have X, go on there and see her statement, because her statement really brings it home. It's almost like a grand slam. It's
absolutely
the best grand slam I saw, coming from the perspective of where we are and Acho, who he is. And, you know, he respectfully got on X and tried to mansplain, you know, where he's
gotta love
from.
The mansplaining when they
but ridiculous. I'm sorry,
he got served. He got himself taken. Yeah.
Everybody that came at him and kind of respectfully like told him like, no, you missed the mark on what you're saying right there. Because the thing of it is even if you have villainous players, a Dylan Brooks or whoever in a league, they all cry. They all get emotional. The emotions are more for the loss, not for, you know, and they've been coming for this girl continuously.
Since last year.
The fact that Flage was there to be the big sister or little sister or just sister and all types of ways. I mean, it just spoke a whole lot of volumes for that. And the fact that she gets death threats, she gets all kinds of threats. And not to mention, let's just call it what it is. The ratings are high because you're seeing a race thing. It is definitely underlining issue with why we're watching this tournament. It's going to be the same underlying excuse of why you're watching this tournament. It definitely has a lot to do with race. You're seeing a white athlete who is dominating in a league that's mostly predominantly Black, and it's always been a Black story for the most part. And because you're seeing that, now you have a different type of audience that is strictly rooting for her based on the race. And the same goes for even if Angel Reese, if you have that on that side. But at the same time, that is pretty much why the viewership is why you're seeing what you're seeing at this point. And yes, there's a twofold to it of viewership being high, women now accepting sports, men kind of coming in now finally watching something. But let's just be real on the situation. We're talking about Iowa versus Baton Rouge. And now we're talking about Iowa versus South Carolina, which is a predominantly Black team. So you got a predominantly white team versus a predominantly Black
team. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be that. It's going to be that. And it's, you know, that is
on top of thing. We're seeing amazing women's basketball that we honestly haven't seen.
We are watching great basketball. Yeah. We are right, great. But let's be clear as far as what this really is.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be blind to not know that.
Well, I mean, we're also in a time frame where, you know, ever since 2020 or what was it, you know, like things have been more hot in regards to political climate and people being, you know, and opinions being easier to share through social media. And so we're seeing, you know, the villains we grew up with, like, you know, Rodman and I can't even think offhand, we didn't have social media to, you know, belittle them and go after them. And she, you know, she's getting death threats. She's 21, 22. Like, you can't, this is a young lady. Like, what are we doing here? This is not what it's supposed to be. You know, and so
not
social media has a major issue. Media has a major issue.
Yeah, definitely.
Media is making this out to be like it's, you know, the Royal Rumble.
The same thing with Danetta, Miss Ballandy, shout out to her because we didn't talk about this last week about the Utah team and what they're getting. I think we did mention about the Utah team.
We talked about it a little bit. Yeah,
Idaho. But again, let's call it what it is. This is where we are. It is election year. We have two candidates that are rivals, and we have a nation that is still divided.
Very divided.
Some of it has a lot to do with ethnicity, race, and a lot of different inequalities. You know what I mean? And this game is also a foundational message of that as well. The message that Angel Reese is receiving has a lot to do with that, too. They can't be calling these girls dirty debutantes. Like, what is that? I mean, all the players play dirty. All of them talk smack. Caitlin Clark don't talk smack. I just saw her yell, sit the F down, mouthing it. You can read her words. Like,
or the people that were like AIing her face on like, you know, on like pornography type stuff. Like she was getting the fake nudes made of her, which is like, it's too
bad. Like it's bad. Yeah, so
it's all bad.
You know, I need
everybody
to chill out. Be
chill out, enjoy, get ready for Friday tomorrow. It's about to be amazing.
Especially with the two players, these two players of the past don't have any kind of beef and gave love to one another many, many times. You still
absolutely, and they're going to be facing each other for the rest of their career.
Yes, absolutely.
That's just how it is, and that's what's going to happen. So it is.
It's quashing.
Very sad, Alicia. So yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. We're excited. I'll definitely. I know I shared the joy thing with Alicia, but I'll try and get it out on our socials as well.
Yeah.
Just people can view that. I think it was great if you hadn't seen it, but we're up for a good weekend of basketball. I'm excited. I know everybody else should be. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. So everybody, we appreciate you tuning into us. If you're just catching the tail end, feel free to watch the replay. Go to our YouTube later tonight when it'll get posted. Subscribe to our channel at Girl Chat Sports. Feel free to share.
Definitely.
Share the love of women in sports and everything in between. It's free to do so. Also follow us on all social media at Girl Chat Sports. And we will catch you guys next week to talk some more sports with you.
Yes, and the results
of the future is female. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Yep, we're out.